Safeguarding in health and social care. Safeguarding in health and social care represents a critical framework dedicated to protecting individuals, particularly the most vulnerable, including children, older people, and individuals with disabilities, from abuse, harm, and neglect. It underscores the responsibility of professionals and organizations in the sector to ensure a safe and secure environment for those under their care. This approach is fundamental to delivering compassionate, effective care and support, enabling individuals to live with dignity and respect in a protected setting. Catalyst Care Group 2024 Survey. Take part in shaping the future of the health and social care sector by sharing your personal experiences as a family member, your perspectives as a support worker, employee dynamics, your commissioning challenges. Join the conversation. Key takeaways. Safeguarding involves the protection of vulnerable individuals in health and social care settings. Procedures outline steps to prevent and respond to abuse, neglect, and harm. Empowerment, prevention, protection, partnership, and accountability are key principles of safeguarding. Recognizing signs of abuse and neglect is crucial for timely intervention. Vigilance, proactive reporting, training, multi-agency collaboration, and legal framework support safeguarding efforts. What is safeguarding in health and social care? Safeguarding in health and social care involves ensuring the protection and well-being of vulnerable individuals in healthcare and social service settings. One crucial aspect of safeguarding in health and social care is the need to protect adults and children from harm, abuse, or neglect. Safeguarding procedures are in place to outline the necessary steps that healthcare and social service providers must take to prevent and respond to any suspected cases of abuse or neglect. These procedures often involve reporting neglect to the appropriate authorities, such as the Safeguarding Adults Board. The Safeguarding Adults Board and local Safeguarding Children Board are vital in overseeing safeguarding practices and policies within health and social care settings. It collaborates with various agencies to ensure that vulnerable people are adequately protected. By following established safeguarding procedures and reporting any instances of neglect promptly, healthcare and social service professionals contribute to creating a safer environment for vulnerable individuals. It's essential for all staff working in health and social care to be aware of these procedures and actively engage in safeguarding practices to uphold the well-being of those they serve. Key principles of safeguarding. The key principles of safeguarding in health and social care are essential for ensuring the well-being of vulnerable individuals. The first principle, empowerment, allows individuals to make their own choices and have control over their lives. Prevention, proportionality, protection, and partnership are also crucial elements in safeguarding practices. Empowerment. Empowering individuals to make informed decisions and assert their rights is essential in ensuring effective safeguarding practices in health and social care. This empowerment is particularly crucial for safeguarding vulnerable groups, as it enables them to actively participate in decisions concerning their well-being. Upholding human rights through empowerment ensures that individuals are treated with dignity and respect, promoting a culture of inclusion and equality. Social workers play a vital role in advocating for empowerment and supporting individuals in understanding their rights and choices. Implementing best practices that prioritize empowerment not only enhances the quality of care but also fosters a sense of autonomy and self-determination among those receiving health and social services. Overall, empowerment stands as a cornerstone in safeguarding vulnerable individuals and promoting their overall well-being. Prevention. To promote a safe environment and protect individuals from harm, prioritizing prevention is paramount in health and social care practices. Prevention plays a crucial role in safeguarding incidents and mitigating potential abuse. Safeguarding practice emphasizes the importance of proactive measures to identify and address risks before harm occurs. Care plans are instrumental in outlining specific prevention strategies tailored to individual needs, ensuring a comprehensive approach to safeguarding. By focusing on prevention, health, and social care, professionals can preemptively safeguard vulnerable individuals and create a secure environment that minimizes the likelihood of harm. Implementing robust prevention measures not only enhances the quality of care provided but also upholds the dignity and well-being of those receiving care. Proportionality. In safeguarding practices, maintaining a sense of proportionality is essential for ensuring appropriate responses to safeguarding concerns. Proportionality refers to tailoring interventions to the specific needs and risks faced by individuals, ensuring that the response is neither excessive nor insufficient. Understanding the concept of proportionality is crucial when it comes to safeguarding responsibilities within health and social care settings, including adult social services. By applying proportionality, professionals can safeguard adults effectively without infringing on their rights or autonomy. This approach allows for a balanced response that addresses the level of risk while respecting the individual's dignity and choices. It's fundamental to providing high-quality care and support to vulnerable individuals within the health and social care sectors. Protection. One crucial principle of safeguarding is ensuring the protection of individuals at risk in health and social care settings. Protection involves creating a safe environment for vulnerable groups to prevent abuse and neglect. Health and social care professionals play a vital role in identifying signs of abuse or neglect and taking immediate action to safeguard those in need. By implementing robust safeguarding policies and procedures, organizations can ensure that individuals are protected from harm and receive the support they require. It's essential to prioritize the well-being and safety of vulnerable individuals, empowering them to speak up and seek help when faced with any form of mistreatment. Through proactive measures and consistent vigilance, the goal of safeguarding and protection can be effectively achieved. Partnership. By fostering collaborative relationships among various stakeholders, the principle of partnership plays a vital role in ensuring effective safeguarding practices in health and social care settings. The CARE Act emphasizes the importance of partnership by requiring local authorities to work closely with health providers and the social care sector to safeguard individuals at risk. This collaboration ensures a holistic approach to safeguarding, where information sharing and joint decision-making are prioritized to protect vulnerable individuals. Partnerships also facilitate early intervention and coordinated support services, enhancing the overall well-being of people in need of protection. By working together, local authorities, health providers, and the social care sector can create a unified front against abuse and neglect, promoting a safer and more secure environment for all. Accountability. Responsibility for ensuring the safety and well-being of vulnerable individuals in health and social care settings lies with all involved stakeholders. Accountability is a crucial aspect of safeguarding, encompassing the obligation to take ownership of one's actions and decisions concerning the protection of adults and children at risk. In practice, this means that professionals in social work, healthcare, and related fields must uphold the highest standards of ethical conduct and competence when helping with vulnerable individuals. Accountability and safeguarding requires clear communication, documentation of interventions, and adherence to established protocols to prevent harm and promote the welfare of people in need of support. Recognizing signs of abuse and neglect. Health and social care professionals play a crucial role in recognizing signs of abuse and neglect. They must be vigilant in observing any physical, emotional, or behavioral indicators that may suggest mistreatment. Prompt reporting of suspicions is vital to ensure the safety and well-being of vulnerable individuals. The role of caregivers in observing and reporting. Caregivers play a crucial role in recognizing signs of abuse and neglect through their observations and reporting. Caregivers are at the forefront of patient care, making them key observers of any potential signs of abuse. They must diligently observe changes in behavior, unexplained injuries, or emotional distress that could indicate abuse. Additionally, caregivers are responsible for promptly reporting any concerning observations to the appropriate authorities or supervisors. By fulfilling this role, caregivers contribute significantly to adult safeguarding and safeguarding of children and ensuring their well-being. Their vigilance and proactive reporting are essential in protecting people under their care from potential harm and addressing abuse situations promptly and effectively. Reporting obligations for healthcare professionals. Healthcare professionals are bound by a comprehensive set of reporting obligations designed to ensure patient safety, public health, and legal compliance. Healthcare providers are required to report instances of abuse, neglect, or exploitation of vulnerable populations, such as children, older people, and individuals with disabilities. The underlying principle is the commitment to protect individuals and the community at large. Nurseline Community Services takes safeguarding concerns seriously. At Nurseline Community Services, we put immense focus on safeguarding concerns, underlining our commitment to the safety and well-being of all the individuals under our care. Recognizing the vulnerability of certain groups within the community, we adopt a rigorous approach to safeguarding, implementing strict protocols and continuous training for our clinicians. This ensures that every member of our team is not only aware of the importance of safeguarding but is also equipped with the knowledge and tools to act effectively should concerns arise. We encourage you to contact us if you or someone you know needs support or has concerns that need to be addressed.